Hi, can I help you? Hello?
Hello. Hi, I'm looking for Ron.
Speaking, how can I help you?
This is Mike from Hoff and Mazur. How are you?
From where?
Hoff and Mazur. We had a conversation over the emails in regards to an application proposition.
Can you remind me? I don't remember the name of the company.
Hoff and Mazur. We sent you an email, and you replied earlier today that I'm interested in an app, and you gave us your details.
Oh, okay. Once upon a time, I tried to have somebody make an app for me, and that did not work out. So when you sent that, I said, well, let me see what it would take to do that.
What happened?
The programmer quit and destroyed the work. I didn't contract with the programmer. I contracted with somebody like you who had a programmer doing the application. And I guess they got into a dispute, and the programmer disappeared and destroyed the work that was done. So was it a company, or
they were a group of people who actually signed up for this work?
It was a company who had programmers, and the programmer quit and destroyed it. I don't know what happened, actually. You know, it was between them. But we were making progress, and then it was gone.
It's actually very hard for me to understand because whenever we do this work, right, as a company, and whatever work we do for a certain client, we have several backups. Okay, so one programmer, actually the developer who is actually working on a particular application, he is a developer, of course he is, but he will not have a lot of rights. Okay, once something is done, it is actually taken out, saved, and backed up on our company's servers. Okay, so
this was probably 7 years ago.
Oh my God!
Right. So, and at that time, I guess this stuff was still not that sophisticated.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but I was personal friends with a guy who had a company that developed software, and he offered to have his developer, and you know, for a fee. I mean, I think I paid him, I don't know, $6,000 or something to start. And we were progressing. At that time.
Mm-hmm.
And we were progressing. It was working. We just had a couple things left to do, and something happened between the developer and this guy who was my friend. He's not my friend anymore.
I understand the reasons.
I don't know, but you know, so it's still not a bad idea, right? What I was trying to do.
Well, it was a perfect idea back then. I think that if this would have happened back then, would have scaled a lot, like 200-300-600%. I don't know, because in between COVID happened, right?
Yeah.
So a lot of things actually were done digitally. So I believe that was an opportunity where you must have and must have actually lost a lot of business, where you could have grown your company. But of course, it's never too late, and we can always start working on your mobile application idea, which you already have. And at what stage actually the other company quit? Like, you were done with the designs, or it was too early?
Yeah, I got the design. I have most of the documentation I wrote.
Great.
I have none of the program, but I have the design.
Mm-hmm.
And I could share with you the we can do an NDA, and I could share with you
what
I designed. It's still not.
Mm-hmm.
Still, nobody has this out there. It has to do with visual inspection of fluids in the vehicles.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, nobody has this right now. There are companies out there that have inspection checklists, and they have inspection processes, but nobody has what I had designed.
Right.
It's you know, so it's still, you know, maybe a possibility. I don't know. It depends. It, you know, it depends. I'd be interested in seeing. When you sent me that email, I said, all right, let me, it might be time to look at it again.
Well, of course, the best time was like 7 years ago, and the next spec is now. And yeah, to be very honest, okay, it was a great inspection. So I'll do one thing. I'll quickly share my company profile and an NDA with you, okay? You can go ahead and find it in the back, and I will share a Zoom link with you. So we can actually have a meeting. You can share your screen and show us the designs you already have. And we can see if we can use it, okay? And or if we can do something much better, because, of course, there are a lot more options now. So
correct, yeah. Where are you guys at? Where do you work, Illinois? Okay, I've heard of that.
Yeah, sure. And again, of course, you've been some this was a mishap that you went through. So of course, there's an NDA and everything. But even after that, if you would want to come, if you would like to come visit us, you can do that.
Okay, might do that. That sounds like a good idea. But all right, so send me your information, the NDA, and I will share with you the documentation after that, and then we can have another discussion to see if you still think it's interesting.
Well, for me, it is interesting. I actually did quite a research before I made this call. So I did what we can do with B2B consumers, what we can do with B2C consumers, okay? Of course, I'm not too sure exactly what your idea was back then, but let me see the design and see what actually we are trying to achieve. And, of course, we can have a meeting and we can discuss this thing in detail.
Okay. Good.
Great. So, you have time right now, or you'll be busy after we are done with the paperwork?
Yeah, let's do the paperwork. I'm on my evening walk right now, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no worries. It's a little hot today, too.
Of course, global warming. It's getting hotter every year.
Yeah. All right. So, send me that stuff, and I'll read it, sign it, and ask questions, and then we can exchange information and talk.
Sure. I'm up for it. Okay. It will be in your inbox in the next few minutes. Okay. You can go ahead and check it. Also, this is your mobile number, right? I can drop you a text when I'm done sending you an email.
Yes, you can. Yeah. I'm basically, I work all the time. So, yes, a mobile number works good.
We are a team now. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
See you, Ron.
Thanks. See you.
Good walk.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.